Big Pappy.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan, and I don't know this gentleman's name.
I ain't getting no, I'm getting one of these fruit baskets, though.
If you can't tell, we're on a bus, stopped close to a railroad crossing in Bennettsville, and it's Thursday.
So everybody knows what happens on Thursday.
What happens on Thursday is a shot at quenching a food desert through a program whose formal name is the Healthy Produce Bag Initiative. In practice, this initiative is as straightforward as it is unique in northeastern South Carolina. Bags of fresh, mostly locally grown fruits and vegetables placed up front in three free-to-ride shuttle buses that serve the city's poorest residents. You ride the bus, you can take a bag of produce home. No questions asked. Or, as in the case of the gentleman whose name I didn't get, you don't have to ride the bus at all if you know where it stops. He stepped on, got a bag of fruits and veggies, and stepped off. No one minded that he didn't take a ride first, especially because he left a bag of milk and lunch food for the ladies.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing today?
Y'all gonna take my kitchen now.
I don't get the ladies' names because they're not getting on either, but I assume this is who my unidentified friend was talking about.
Thank y'all.
Have a good one.
All right, y'all the same.
There are two ladies at this stop. A senior apartment complex behind the busy highway where this PD Regional Transportation Authority bus stops. The driver, Travis, knows these ladies won't be getting on, but the ride is not the point. What matters is getting healthy food to people who haven't always had access to it. Tavoris Collins can explain a little better.
Why do it? Because we just have the heart to do it. This kind of thing don't happen without good leadership and people that care.
Collins is the safety and training manager for the PDRTA, and he's taking a ride with us this Thursday morning. And the partnerships he mentioned involve area farms, hospitals, and health agencies, and the mastermind behind the produce initiative, the Northeastern Rural Health Network, a nonprofit based in downtown Bennettsville, where I spoke with Executive Director Patrick Bynes.
Initially, we were awarded funding for a grant called Healthy People, Healthy Carolinas out of the Duke Endowment.
That was $150,000 a year for 3 years. And the original plan, Bynes says, was to address health issues in Marlborough County with a focus on chronic diseases that tend to affect African Americans more than other groups.
However, when COVID-19 hit, we pretty much had to figure out a new way that we were able to be effective. One of the ways we did that was that we knew when you're talking about managing chronic disease, healthy nutrition is important.
DHEC data from 2019 shows some of South Carolina's highest rates of families living below the poverty level in Marlborough County. It also shows percentages far above the state average for every chronic disease that COVID-19 most exploits, from heart disease to hypertension and obesity.
Oh, well, this is a tough area. Our area as a farmer.
Rebecca MacArthur owns MacArthur Farms in Bennettsville, which grows most of the produce that goes into those bags on the PDRTA buses.
We already live in what is considered a food desert, so our community family members, you know, struggle when there is no pandemic. So when
MacArthur says she's honored to be part of the solution to Bennettsville's nutrition gap.
It's a little token. It's not a big vegetable box, but we certainly have felt the appreciation as the farmer. And I've had a couple of them who've called my market wanting to know where to go. So that's a blessing to be a part of.
Back on the bus, a gentleman grabs a bag of produce and sits behind me and backs up what Rebecca MacArthur said.
Oh, it's great. I like it. And I love fruit, so I enjoy it. I love fruit. Like I said, when you do stuff that make you feel better about yourself and the person that's doing it for you, because they're doing it for you.
This time I got a name, by the way. It's Anthony Kane. And mine is Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.